poetess and performer. I was reading some interviews to you, and I read that you don't really go for slams, that you disagree with the idea of slams, and the organizer of this festival, on the other hand, insists a lot on the importance of poetry slams. So of this festival, he stresses a lot the importance of poetry slams. I was interested in hearing a different opinion.
I don't know the nature of poetry slams here. It might be a whole different kind of vibe. I mean, it's probably based on the same principle, but maybe, I mean, I can't really judge how it's done here or in any other place but America, but that's what I'm judging, you know, is that I don't like it for myself. I see the values of it in some way because a lot of people come to the poetry slams and they don't know anything about poetry. And they get introduced to it and they find, oh, okay, well, this is cool. I like this, you know, so maybe it might get somebody who wouldn't normally be into poetry to accept it and find out more about it. But at the same time, a lot of the poems that are written for slams are written specifically for the purpose of competition, which is something that I don't ever do, that I don't support, you know, because I write from my heart always, you know, so I never write to impress anybody or compete. So in that aspect, I don't really like it. I don't like it for myself. I don't ever do it, and I don't really ever want to be a judge of one or anything.
Yeah, of course. Just don't work for you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's just a personal preference,
of course.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in your works, I could even hear now that your poetry mixes freely with hip-hop music and with music in general. I was wondering if you had expected this to happen all along, if you were looking forward to working, to getting your works into music, or if it just happened to go that way?
There you go, you answered the question.
Damn it.
No, I never ever planned on doing poetry with music. It was something that really just happened seriously. You know, just kind of was going along the path and then it presented itself and I'm like, okay, that sounds like fun, let's do that. And that's it, been doing it ever since.
So do you think that publishing works as audio format? Do you think it helps reach a wider public?
Well, in America, I think that would work better because Americans don't read as much as Europeans do. So I think, you know, but I think having a published work on paper is really important, you know, for a writer. And I haven't done it yet, so I'm kind of way behind on that. I mean, I have all these recordings, but I don't have any published books, so that's something that I have to do. I think they're both equally valuable in their own way, because a lot of people that would read the poems may not necessarily want to listen to them, or, you know, so everybody wants to receive it, either receive it in both ways or just one way.
It's funny, because in Italy or in Europe, it would be the opposite, because a poet would first get some works published and then eventually
I'm
managed backwards to get something.
Think I'm backwards, but hopefully it will work.
Yeah, a lot of things you do, so it's different.
Thank you.
So, but is it tough for you to deal with the record industry in the States? I heard that you had troubles publishing your first album, did your first album release or something like that?
No, I mean, I had a lot of press for the first album, you know, but the distribution there was a problem. You know, but I mean, as far as the label was totally behind me for the first album, was awesome. You know, I was in all kinds of magazines on the cover of this and that. It was awesome. It was exciting. But it's going to be hard, you know, to keep something like that consistent, and especially when you're still trying to push, you know, the thing of poetry with music onto people, and they may not just be ready for it. Or some of the things that I say, some people aren't ready for it. They don't know if they're ready for it, you know? So you have to just keep trying whatever way you can. Even if the label's having problems distributing or whatever, you still have to push through all of it and keep going.
You're a mother of four children, is that right? And is family life, is it an inspiration for your writing?
It's an inspiration, yeah, it's a challenge. It keeps me going, you know, but it's hard. You know, it's hard to do all of this and have a big family like that, and especially when you go on tour or You know, you have to spend a lot of time recording or something like that. It's tough, but no, the children, they inspire me all the time. Like, I'm not even sure in all of the ways that they inspire me, you know, because it's something that I am so close to. I'm with them every day. And so something that you do every day that's so much a part of your life, you might have to go and sit in a space by yourself to really think about, how does this really affect me? So I haven't really analyzed it. I don't know if I will either, because it's a really natural thing. It doesn't really need to be analyzed. But I mean, I always write a poem for children, so you know, they're always in my work somewhere.
So, final question. Your new album, it's the one you're touring with tonight and you're going to perform featured tonight. Mm-hmm. It's called Ma'at Mama. What does it mean, and what does it mean to you?
Ma'at Mama is an Egyptian Kemetic principle of life. It means, in its rudimentary definition, means truth. Mm-hmm. And also there's the goddess Ma'at, who works to maintain truth and universal balance, which I think the reason why I called my album Ma'at Mama, you know, is because I think we are in such dire need of universal balance right now. You know, I'm in need of personal balance in my life all the time. And truth is something we should all strive to keep, because I think, you know, from truth comes love, comes peace. And we need all of these things right now, so it's a good place to start.
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robin.